So in a confession of sin this morning, in my pursuit today for confession of sin, I prayed, of course, and I searched the internet. In the internet, I found an article by Ty Gooch in Chicago. And he's kind of put it together in a process of confession with prayer and repentance. And I must say, my eyes were open to that process, and I'd really missed. It's kind of like Lord and Savior. Confession and repentance and prayer. Ty suggests, but repentance as well. No certain order, but stress the three important steps when dealing with sin in our lives. I'm not going to read the whole article. I'm going to read a few verses and then the final explanation on the confession. So in 1 John 1, 8 through 10, look to yourselves that we lose not the things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Whosoever transgresseth and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ hath not God. He that abideth in the doctrine of Christ, he hath both the Father and the Son. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not unto your house, neither bid him Godspeed. Then I'll read from Ephesians 2, 1 through 3. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past ye walked according to the course of the world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. So in this process, we must identify our sins biblically while moving toward a concise agreement with God. I just read 1 John 1, 8 through 10. Confession means to agree with God about our sin in community with others through the local church, which we're doing this morning. It means we agree with his response to those sins according to the scriptures. Prayer. Take time to pray, which we'll do in a moment, with others in your local church. For God's strength to change your desires and to express thanksgiving for his immensely undeserved grace and mercy in Christ. Pray to the Lord to take away temptation and evil, both from within your heart and from outside influences. Thank God that he is worthy of praise, even in the midst of our wreckage. Thank him for the hope, the gospel, as our reason for repentance. Finally, repentance. Finally, we must patiently and passionately choose repentance, which must include surrendering to God and putting to death sinful desires. Again, we will not be perfect, but Christians should regularly be pursuing Christ-likeness in specific ways through relationships in the local church. We'll repeat this process, confession, prayer, repentance, over and over. This is simply called Christianity. It is not an equation or a marketing ploy, but a biblical idea. Sometimes you may start out repenting, then confessing, and then praying. Or you may begin praying, then repenting, then confessing. Whatever the order, just remember that if you're a Christian, God has already changed you in many ways. Ephesians 2, 1 through 3, I read. And he's not finished with you yet. Let's not allow a single method of transformation to obscure the hard, joyful, and lifelong process of surrendering to God and pursuing the fruit of the Spirit. For every believer, Christ-likeness will come through prayerfully, depending on God and true confession and repentance. Let's pray. Lord God of heaven and earth, thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for indwelling us, for sanctifying us with the washing of your word. You are the triune God, remarkable in every way. Please have your way with us. Thank you for this day, for revealing our sins. Please bring us to that level of confession, prayer and repentance. The godly sorrow that you expect or is expected by you and can only be revealed through your word. For all of your mercy and grace, we are grateful. Blessed be your name. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.